Malnutrition contributes to more than a third of deaths of children under 5 worldwide. For decades, these children had to be treated in inpatient clinics. But a peanut-based paste is making treatment more accessible, and it's exploding in popularity. One of the companies that helps meet the demand is based in Matthews. WFAE's Duncan McFadden has this profile.
We're talking about something called ready-to-use therapeutic food, or RUTF. It's a mixture of ground peanuts, powdered milk, sugar, and vitamins, all in a packet about the size of a deck of playing cards.
So this little, it's in this metallized polyester is what it's called, so it has a really long shelf life.
That's Mark Moore, the founder of Mana Nutrition, headquartered in an old grist mill in downtown Matthews. Mana churns out up to a quarter of a million of these packets every day in its factory in Georgia's peanut country. RUTF was invented in 1996 by a French nutritionist who got the idea from his children's affinity for Nutella hazelnut spread. The peanut paste has a sweet taste that kids like, similar to the filling in a Reese's cup. It looks like a lighter-colored, gooier peanut butter. Before RUTF, the primary treatment for severe acute malnutrition was a powdered milk formula that had to be mixed with water. It was effective, Moore says, but sometimes difficult to mix at home.
You might not mix it right. You don't have a great shelf life. And then probably the biggest thing is you probably not have access to great water. So the child comes in into almost like a hospital or a feeding center type setting.
With RUTF, parents pick up several days or weeks' supply at a time and take it home for their children. The packets have a shelf life of 2 years. They don't have to be mixed with water or refrigerated, and it's made to be eaten straight from the package. This concept inspired Mana's name. It stands for Mother-Administered Nutritive Aid. Each packet of RUTF is 500 calories. The standard treatment is 3 packets a day for 6 weeks. James Okumu is a farmer and minister from Uganda visiting the U.S. to speak at a development conference. He says he's seen the treatment work firsthand.
After the manna has come in, I'm seeing many children getting much better and better. Then you see a child feeling so happy, a child who could not run now started running, a child who could not jump is now starting feeling happy.
Because of RUTF's versatility, relief organizations, including the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, are sending it all over the world.
We're using it in Afghanistan, Burundi, the Central African Republic, Chad, Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Matt Neems is deputy director of USAID's Food for Peace program, which buys its food from American producers. He says Mana and 2 other companies are their primary suppliers, and they're working to expand production.
So we started out where we did about 1,000 metric tons the first year of production. This year right now for 2014, we hope to be able to produce about 6,000 metric tons of the ready-to-use therapeutic food.
That works out to just about 10% of UNICEF's goal. The United Nations Children's Fund distributes more than 80% of RUTF in the world. Jan Kamaskra is in charge of buying UNICEF's supply. He says the growth of these little packets has been exponential.
So in 2006, we bought about 200,000 of them, while last year it was 2.4 million. So it is more than 10 times during 8. In 8 years, it is increased more than 10 times.
UNICEF currently distributes RUTF in 56 countries. Komaskra says the goal now is not to add more countries, but to expand the reach within those. And because RUTF is a relatively simple mixture to make, the organization is looking at ways to expand production of the life-saving paste in countries where it's used. Of course, shiny packets of peanut paste from overseas are not the solution to ending all hunger, Mana's Mark Moore points out.
But for these kids, the ones who are going to die this week, they don't need rice, they don't need an ag course, they don't need their parents to get enrolled in the next how to manage your farm course. They need a medicine, basically, that stops the effects, which are deadly, of malnutrition.
Aid organizations are working to educate people in poor countries about agriculture and nutrition so that the infrastructure is in place for kids to stay healthy after they finish a 6-week RUTF treatment. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden.